This isn't just a problem in certifying these EPA inspectors. In ordinary times, we have 11,000 structures in Nashville, 900 in Millington, 300 in Dyersburg, or maybe it's the reverse, but those are two other small towns and counties. But people are going into their basements, they're taking down drywall, they're repairing their air conditioning, they're repainting, they're cleaning up, they're getting back on the feet. But we have three EPA trainers to certify up to 50,000 contractors who might have to be working on these homes. We, in fact, have 750,000 structures in Tennessee. That's 750,000, which are homes or child care centers or other buildings that were built before 1978 that are applicable to this rule. So having a good rule is one thing. Having a thoroughly impractical application implementation period is another. And then to do it in the middle of the flood, which is the largest disaster, natural disaster, since President Obama took office, is tone deaf to reality. So I've asked the EPA to delay the implementation of its rule to September. I'm a co-sponsor of Senator Collins' amendment. And I think it's very important that the Environmental Protection Agency hear what United States senators from all around the country are saying, especially in our state of Tennessee, where we have thousands of repairmen, painters, and workmen who need to go to work on tens of thousands of homes, and we don't want to have a risk where they may have to pay a fine of $37,500 for each violation. There are a lot of them who don't make $37,500 in a year. We're not talking about Wall Street financiers here. We're talking about painters and workmen and repairmen who are helping people dig out of a huge natural disaster. As the ranking member of the Interior Appropriations Subcommittee, to work with other senators on both sides of the aisle and try to get some common sense implementation plan for this lead paint rule. Good rule, bad plan, and thousands of people who are going to find that they can't repair their homes, or that if they do, it's going to cost them thousands of dollars more because the repairmen they need to work on the home can't get certified by the EPA because there are only three trainers in the whole state of Tennessee to do the job. I thank the President, and I yield the floor.
Senator from Maine is recognized.
Mr. President, I just want to thank my colleague and friend from Tennessee for his comments and his support. We have been working on this since we first began discussing it during the appropriations markup, and he has illustrated what truly can be a devastating impact of this rule. It could prevent the renovations, the cleanup, the reconstruction work from going forward in his state. So in his state, even more than most states, the impact could truly be devastating. It's serious everywhere, but truly devastating in Tennessee. I've also commented to my colleague from Tennessee how proud he must be of the residents of his state. You've hardly heard any complaints from Tennessee, even though this has truly been a devastating flood. And I sometimes worry that perhaps because they're trying to help one another, they're not getting enough attention in the press or from Congress. But fortunately, they have a very fine advocate in Senator Alexander and Senator Corker, and they're continuing to look out for them by co-sponsoring this amendment. So I thank the senator for his support.
Mr. President.
Senator from Tennessee is recognized.
I thank the senator from Maine, and I see the senator from Mississippi here. I'd be remiss if I did not thank him and the chairman of the committee for including within the supplemental appropriations bill several provisions that will make it easier for the people of Tennessee. The most important one, of course, is $5.1 billion in money for the Federal Emergency Management Agency. That helps everybody who's had a disaster. The FEMA is out of money, and that account's dry. And whether it's a flood in Iowa or a drought in Oregon or a river in Georgia or flood in Tennessee or what's happening in the Gulf Coast today in Mississippi, that account needs to be furnished. But there are other provisions in the supplemental appropriations bill. The president didn't ask for these. But he mentioned that in his visit with us yesterday in the Republican caucus. He mentioned the flooding in Tennessee, which I appreciate. And I should also say that the FEMA representatives who've come to Tennessee ever since the flood have done a first-class job. As of last week, about $100 million had been already delivered to more than 30,000 Tennesseans who'd been damaged by the flood. This had happened in just 10 days. And the very experienced director of FEMA for Tennessee, Gracia Check, who was there, said she had her breath just taken away by the amount of damage, the numbers of individuals affected, and how rapidly it's gone out. But Tennesseans understand that federal money is not going to make anybody whole. We're going to have to rebuild our own homes and our own buildings, but the actions of the supplemental appropriations bill will help. Most impressive, though, is as I mentioned, and I appreciate the senator from Maine saying something about it, is just the spirit and attitude of Tennesseans. In Clarksville, where Fort Campbell is, the most deployed troops in America, they got a day off. They don't have many days off, and 500 of them went out and cleaned up three neighborhoods in Clarksville, Montgomery County. I visited the Bellevue Community Center in Nashville, and it was just terrific to see so many volunteers walking in and asking to help. Whole congregations in Tennessee, 1,500 people, congregation, went en masse out to help other counties and other neighborhoods. And I would say to the senator from Mississippi that our church, Westminster Presbyterian Church, during the Katrina episode a few years ago, sent dozens and dozens of Tennesseans down to help with the Gulf Coast. Well, now our church is the headquarters for many Mississippians and others who are returning to Tennessee to return the favor and help Tennesseans get back on their feet. This is going to be a long several-year recovery for us. But supplemental appropriations bill will help, just as it will help disasters all over the country. And it would be another big help if the EPA didn't make it worse. And the way they could not make it worse would be to step back and take a look and realize that we've got maybe 50,000 contractors eligible for this who have to get certified to work on up to 750,000 buildings, and many of them are flooded and many of them aren't flooded, but we can't all get that done in the next few days. And people can't afford $37,500 fines for a violation, and most Tennesseans don't want to pay a few thousand more dollars to fix their flooded basement or their flooded house, and the repairmen and contractors and painters need the work. This is an industry that has about a 30% unemployment rate right now. So the EPA rule needs to be adjusted in some sensible way so that we can enforce the lead paint rule, but we can do it in a way that doesn't seriously disadvantage Tennesseans damaged by the flood. So the Collins Amendment deserves support of the United States Senate, and I am glad to have the opportunity to add my support to her efforts. Thank you.